This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Ask someone how long it takes to recover from COVID-19, and they'll likely tell you about 2 weeks. That's how long people are expected to quarantine, and it's the time it takes to recover from the flu. But some patients have symptoms that persist for many weeks beyond that. 6 months into the pandemic, doctors are not sure symptoms will ever go away. WHYY's Nina Feldman has more.
Melissa Mazur started feeling sick around the same time Philadelphia shut down. It was early March, tests were scarce, and her symptoms were mild. She's 39 and otherwise healthy, so she hunkered down and rested up. She was feeling a bit better when, at the beginning of her third week, she started having trouble breathing.
I was sitting on my couch, and all of a sudden it felt like as if I had just run a 5K and I couldn't catch my breath.
Mazur has run marathons in the past and regularly walked home to South Philly from her Center City law firm, sometimes loaded up with groceries. Her next strange symptom was a throbbing neck pain. Worried it could be a sign of a blood clot, she set up a telehealth appointment with her doctor.
And she told me that I probably didn't have COVID because she can't have it for more than 2 weeks.
It wasn't just her doctor who was doubting her. By mid-May, Mazur's friends were gently suggesting that her symptoms might just be in her head. Maybe she was just anxious about the state of the world.
They were sort of like, why don't you try and go and take a walk? And maybe if you got out of the house, you'd feel a lot better. And I was like, I can hardly walk up my stairs.
It's common for those with so-called long COVID to be met with disbelief. Long COVID is the term many have started using on Facebook groups, Slack channels, and subreddits, where people with ongoing symptoms from around the world share research and compare their constellation of symptoms. Elizabeth is a teacher at a Philadelphia charter school. She tested positive for COVID on Mother's Day and is still suffering chest pain, headaches, and extreme fatigue 2 months later. WHYY agreed not to use her last name for privacy reasons.
I find that one activity, for example, exhausts me. Just taking a shower, I'm done for a while.
At a loss for how to feel better, Elizabeth saw someone in a Facebook group had posted a list of over-the-counter vitamins and other drugs that some hospitals were using to treat patients. She wanted to try them out, but only if they wouldn't interact badly with other medications she was taking. She wrote to ask her doctor, but he didn't really engage.
I was so turned off by the fact that my physician blew me off with my questions about supplements. I just thought that was a very reasonable question to ask.
Recent research shows many COVID-19 patients have symptoms that last well beyond the 2 week mark. But without any treatment, many primary care doctors may be uncomfortable offering advice. So special clinics are cropping up, including at the University of Pennsylvania.
The very first step is just to listen to the patient and tell them that you believe them.
That's Penn pulmonologist Jessica Dine.
I've seen so many patients that feel like they're not being taken seriously. And that alone, I think, is therapeutic. You didn't ask this, but I do think there's a gender bias there.
Dine says she sees roughly the same number of men as women, but it's much more common for men to have been offered some sort of therapy in the past, while the women are met with skepticism. But she says it's scary for all of them, because she can't guarantee that the symptoms will ever subside.
To be totally honest, none of my patients that I've seen with persistent post-COVID symptoms have completely recovered.
After Mazur hit a wall with her doctor, she started keeping a daily log of her symptoms on a yellow legal pad.
Oh, okay.
She was working from home, but because her symptoms ebbed and flowed, keeping up was a challenge.
Here's July 9th. I wrote acid reflux in the throat, nauseous, lack of appetite, fatigue, brain fog, breathing okay, slight headache.
On July 14th, 4 months after she started feeling sick, Mazur woke up with a fever, chills, swollen glands, and a rash. It was the last straw. She called into work and told them she needed to arrange a 2 week break. Elizabeth is also afraid to go back to work. She says usually by this time of summer, she's chomping at the bit to plan for the new school year.
I'm a single mother. I'm a teacher in a trauma-informed community. I'm a hard worker, and I've never before let being tired get in the way of my drive to get psyched and restarted. I've been doing this for 15 years.
Now, both women wait watchfully. They scan the Facebook groups for new research or signs of progress. Every once in a while, a name that's become familiar on a Facebook page will announce that after months of illness, they finally feel themselves again and are leaving the group for good. Both women say, That's what gives them hope. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.